Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Let's kick off with your industry updates. First up, a tighter scrutiny on advisors' records by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC for short. Starting tomorrow, ASIC will begin imposing compliance programs to confirm the authenticity of financial advisor qualifications listed on the Financial Advisor Register. This means that by the start of 2026, advisors should meet qualification criteria using designated ASIC pathways. The consequences of fraud? Not pretty. False or misleading information could lead to serious penalties. So take note, advisors, you now have an increasingly watchful ASIC, keeping an eye on your record accuracy. Steering toward the consumer protection side, the Financial Services Council has introduced a new standard aimed at boosting safety in the superannuation sector. Known as FSC Standard No. 29, it requires full compliance by July 2026. Well-known firms such as Colonial First State, Insignia Financial, and AMP Limited have already taken strides towards this implementation. This initiative, akin to the efforts by the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, aspires to safeguard over $3.5 trillion in retirement savings. Let's talk about insurance now. Suncorp Group has enhanced its reinsurance protection limit to a substantial $6.75 billion. The CEO, Steve Johnston, spoke of the stable global reinsurance market's effect on insurance premiums in Australia and New Zealand. This move is set to bolster risk resilience within the company, with several changes planned post their bank sale closing on July 31st. And in what might be seen as a win for consumers, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has directed insurance manufacturers of Australia to compensate a claimant over a car theft claim. Oversight found that the claimant who had his vehicle stolen while parked had presented sufficient evidence. Despite the insurer's doubt due to inconsistencies in the claim, the ruling reinforced consumer rights in the face of financial loss. And that rounds off our coverage for today. Thanks for tuning in to Paige Estrotori with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information and coverage. Remember, staying informed is staying empowered.